why don't you tell us a little bit about COPO? How did COPO start?
So, Council of People's Organization, COPO, is a community-based organization that started after the attacks of 9/11. Many individuals in my little neighborhood, Pakistan, in Brooklyn, New York, were picked up because of their names that matched up in a database with the FBI and INS. At that moment, many family members were coming to our stores, which we used to run, and asked to help. And as they were asking for help, we opened up this office, which was a temporary organization. So the organization was supposed to be 6 months, but now it's 17 years. We have been working with the community. We have working with every person that's coming into our office. We have people who are coming from Haiti. We have people who are coming from the Latino community. We have people who are coming from Uzbek community, Russian community, Indian community, Arabic community. Everyone comes to our office for services. The services we provide are how to get benefits from the city and state agencies. For example, people come to us to how to get food stamps, how to get medical coverage. We provide all that. So we started the first halal senior center in Brooklyn. We started the first halal food pantry in Brooklyn. We also have a pre-K school. We also have other services, for example, for immigration. We have an attorney on staff. We provide immigration help, all for free, for all the community members who need that service.
You were recently featured in two articles in the New Yorker magazine. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So, in the current times of our president, of our administration that's happening here, and there are many issues that are pertaining what's going on because of the ban that's in place, because of the immigration policies that are being viewed as incorrect and being re-looked at. Many individuals, for example, as this individual, Mr. Shahid Ali Khan, who came into the United States, he used to be a banker back in Pakistan. He came to the United States because there was only here that his child could get that surgery for his heart. His child at that time was 2 years old. His child had that surgery here in the United States, of which he paid for him himself, the father. And after that surgery, it turned out his son was one in a million who would have an allergic reaction. And all of a sudden, the child was quadriplegic and he had a feeding tube in his stomach. The doctors informed the father and the mother that this type of help for this child now, you are not able to get anywhere else except in the United States. So the banker, he sold off everything that he had in Pakistan and he remained in the United States. After the attacks of 9/11, the banker was requested also to register with INS and FBI. He did that in goodwill. But as he did that, he was put on a list for deportation. All of a sudden, this individual was about to be deported while he had a disabled child and his wife trying to take care of him. His wife had called me when there was a knock on the door, and I got in touch with the government agencies and assisted him and prevented him from getting deported. Recently, after this administration, the person, Mr. Shahid Ali Khan, has to provide check-in dates with the INS, and that's what he was doing. As he was doing that, he was told that him and his family can be deported again in 2017. His family and he called me again and I assisted them. At this moment, we have a verbal understanding from ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that the family will not be deported, however, but it's not in writing as of yet. And that's what we're waiting on. But these are the types of cases that are coming up to our office. Many individuals are in fear of what's gonna happen, especially regarding with DACA, with students, with families who might be separated. But these are the services that we do provide to those individuals. We have attorneys and immigration, a whole program to help them and assist them. So, good news to me is when all of our political leaders sit together and discuss the right things the right way for the betterment of others, not for the betterment for themselves. Peace means to me when community leaders and individuals of all race and backgrounds come together in time of natural disasters, when there's a hurricane, when there's an earthquake, or when there's an attack on our nation or in our neighborhood. Recently, there was an attack on a mosque, and many individuals from the Jewish community, Christian community, and also other community leaders came together, standing together. That means peace to me.